comes, we both become quiet and tap the reality that is in him over and over and over. And any other comment on that, if you don't agree or if you agree or it makes sense?
I've always felt there is a karma in the respect that you express it. I suppose a little bit of a conflict that arises in my mind is that my entire adult life I've attended meetings where what we do is try to help make things better. And it can be associated with a political move to pass a bond issue so there's mm-hmm. more money for education. Mm-hmm. Do something about the Mapes Hotel. It's been sitting mm-hmm. there for 19 years, boarded up. Mm-hmm. And can we do better? And so you're constantly there in front trying to get consensus as to what to do next. And that seems like that applies a little bit in the face of just being.
Yes, it does. And that would be your opportunity because you are put in front for, I'm sure, for being able to master being in it but not of it. As long as we take the world seriously and as real, there is no freedom from karma. As long as we see that there is only a performance, then you become an actor. Actor, even though it acts, gets paid and goes home. You know, it just doesn't affect the actor. No, if they hired you for a role to be in front and speak for righteous act, in the midst of your acting, you think that this is a real thing and you have a real cause, you lost it because the audience will laugh at you. And so in reality, whether we are mother or a daughter or in a politic or in a commerce or whatever we are, as long as we don't know this is in the stage of acting, we become serious in that there is karma. There is no way to prevent the karma. So good doer is a doer, is not a beer. And that is the mistake some good doer do. They say, we're going to be so well off after we pass away because we've done so many good things. Yes. But what if that time passes with your good merit and then the bad merit is going to follow it right behind it? So what we are offering here as the truth is, what if there is an opportunity to drop both? To be neither this side nor that side. And you might say, well, my job is asking me. Consciously be aware is only a performance. Then it will not touch you. Then you will not get too serious about it. Then the failure does not affect you. Then you don't think that you need to save Reno. Because you save it, another one comes and destroys it.
You know what I do whenever I go into a meeting, which is every day of my life, I go into a meditative state, and the way I meditate when I'm not here, and I call on my highest power to bless the meeting that I'm going to be in. And I don't get paid for it. It's all voluntary, and it all comes from just
my question is this. I mean, it's wonderful that you ask for that. It's far better than anybody else that wouldn't. But my question is, how much does it affect you as real? How much this activity that you are involved with appears to be real to you, and you need to be there in order to see it happen? This is the key. People think that, well, I might be wrong. Again, please throw it in the garbage. I'm just saying what I have come to me through 30 years is that we are under this impression that the prayer is enough. A lot of people pray and don't get anywhere. I'm sorry, I don't mean to knock prayer, but it does happen sometimes because we have not removed ourselves from the law of karma. Prayers does, God does hear our prayer, every single one of them. But the law of karma was made to be acted upon. Even Baba says, I will not touch some karmas. They have to go through it. So what I'm trying to say is, yes, we ask what you're doing, but at the same time, unless you realize that you're an actor, do you see what I'm saying? The saga continues. So it's your realization that becomes your experience, nobody else's. This is why when I say, if you think you're doing too much, you are doing too much. You're just doing too much. And doing too much is illusion, is thinking that this is real and we need to. I am not propaganding idleness. I'm not saying that we should not help. I'm not saying, because God knows that my life is really dedicated to other people. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that once we initiate this love of God or this devotion into inner experience of release, that becomes the fruit of our worship. You know? That, so, at nighttime we have dreams. We have dreams that, I have dreams that Richard is working in stock market. I have dreams that Tony is working in construction. I have dreams that Lois works in a health food store. I have dreams that he has gone around the world. You know? So, but
everyone's working.
So, who is it that if he did not go to sleep, the dreams would not happen? I know I'm lost, you guys. So bad. Don't give me that look like I get it. Okay, going back to... But you know what? I don't care. Because it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if we get it or not. If just the mind stops for a minute, the heart will register whatever it needs to register. Now, is religion bad? Absolutely not. Is loving God bad? Oh, I am one of those that would pick it for God, love of God. Is service bad? Not at all. Is going to church bad? No. Is being a loving person? No. What we are saying is none of the above. We're saying when you're awakened and you know that you're performing, your performance becomes enjoyable and you act to the utmost of your ability. And you even get paid for it. So, what opens up this understanding is contemplation. Contemplation on what only was those of us that are interested to go all the way. Who am I? Where did I come from? And where do I go? These are very elementary questions we never ask. It's very elementary. We want to know about stock market, we want to know about politician, we want to know how many homes we can build, we want to know how we can cure people. The most fundamental questions are never asked. Who am I? Where did I come from? Where is Guy? Well, why can't I see him or her? So when a mind turns from ordinarily living to inquiring into the truth, is no longer a three-dimensional mind. It goes beyond. It just sees things that others cannot see. It almost sees without eyes. And the easiest way to get there is through the love of God. When you love God with all your heart, that happens automatically. Because the need for emergence becomes so strong. And Tony might say, I feel like I'm there, but I never love God. I would say, Do you know your past life? You were worshiping the ground he walked. You just don't remember it. I don't know. Any comment on that? I know I've been entertaining you to sleep. Woohoo! Everybody wake up now. Well,
why the law of karma? Why do we perpetuate it?
Beautiful.
Why are we on the stage?
Okay, beautiful. I want you to ask yourself, what stage? No, erase what I said. Let's not put the question, because it's your first time asking. I'm not going to be harsh on you. The law of karma is the law that is created in the dream. You are the sleeper, not the dream. You know, you are the one that dreams. You're not the dream. Do you know what I'm saying? It would be as if in your night dream, you turn to someone beside you and say, why is there a law? And that the person says, you know what? It's only a law because you think you're asleep. It's only a law because, I wish it was easier, I'm sorry. It is only a law because you think you're asleep. Once you awaken, we will not have this discussion with each other at all. Do you see what I'm saying? Now, to make it very simple in a devotional, because you're just like me, very devotional. Again, we go like this. If God is omnipresent, once you realize that you cannot be anything else but God, there will not have any question left. We will not ask. Because everything would be unknown to us at that point. So law of karma is only there as long as we're ignorant of who we are. And why is it there? Because it only appears in the sleep. It's like a soccer game. You know, you shoot out, the whistle goes on, and the opponent gets the ball. That's all there is to it. Does that explain it all to you?
Somewhat.
Yeah, I'm glad it's not total, because you got to find it yourself.
She still has to drive home.
Yeah.
Wake up.
Yeah. It's waking up has a degree. I'm sure that if we look back, we'll see that we're not seeing things the same way. Can you testify to that? Mm-hmm. Do you see the same way as you did before you? Do you see that? Well, you don't come often enough. Don't even shake your head.
I don't have to be here.
I know. Good girl. How about you? Anybody else? Has it changed the understanding? The truth does. It doesn't have to be here that you listen to it in the street.
Kind of reminded, a big reminder.
Yeah. Yeah. How about you, Michaela? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it really does. And like we were discussing, the truth is the truth, no matter where you hear it. It really doesn't matter. If you hear it from within yourself, you're on your own. You don't need anybody's help. So.
One time I remember you saying, when I said, well, when am I going to wake up? And you said, that's the obstacle that keeps you from waking.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. Is it the contemplation in a state of being is already a state of awakening. Hmm.
So is there only one state of being?
There is only one being. That's it. Unless we're not communicating about the same being. Yeah, there is only one being. And in becoming, we lose our being, you know, when we become this and that.